Bob explained his frustration with the fact that prospects seem excited during the demonstrations, but they don't use the service after that. George focused on Bob, asking him to review and verify his numbers, which he did. George continued, "You know, this brings up a question, and the question is for all three of you. When you are demonstrating, are you selling from the buyer's perspective or yours?" Bob answered for us, "Why, of course, we are demonstrating from the buyer's perspective." "Obviously, you have a reason for saying that, Bob. Do you mind if I ask you what it is?" George responded. "I know that in my presentation, I tell them that we have the highest level of security because I know they are concerned about this. I tell them that we have no long-distance charges and we have the best audio-video technology. Our security is state-of-the-art technology." George stopped him and said, "Bob, I want to clarify what you just said. You tell them many things about your product, and you used the word tell 4 times.
"Well, yes."
"Bob, how do you know it is important to them?"
Bob didn't say anything.
"How do you know that security is important? Could it be that a person who is not familiar with your technology might not even know that it should be important?"
Bob replied, "Yes, I guess so.
George asked, "Julie, if we are so sure that people know insurance and retirement are important, then why is your telephone not ringing off the hook?"
We all sat there with dumb, puzzled looks on our faces.
He had us. We were all selling based on what we believed should be important to our clients. He didn't even have to say anything. It was as if the light bulb had gone off for all three of us simultaneously. He continued, "Now, do you see the value of doing a good job?"
Remember, everyone is selling. If you want to be better at the job of sales and need great tips, get the Sales Messenger book and watch your sales soar and have more fun and less stress than ever before.